Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ryan Rupert. We're talking about beef genomics in just a moment.
It's the Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 24th. It gets underway at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. The sale includes 85 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. The sale also features 80 yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more sale information, contact Mike or Annie Switzer at 580-488-3889 or go online at www.quartermastercreek.com.
Hey neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation, Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375. At the recent cattle industry convention in San Diego, had the opportunity to sit down and visit for a while with Ryan Rupert, who at the time was working for Neogen. Since the 1st of February, he's gone to work for the American Angus Association. But in our conversation in San Diego, we talked about beef genomics and how this new technology has made it a brave new world for beef cattle producers.
So since we sequenced our first cow, Dominette, the Hereford cow, and created the 50K from that, back in 2007. Genomics, it wasn't even a word when I went to school, is now becoming a major part of cattle producers' everyday life. And if you haven't been doing anything with genomics, you will be. The things that we've done in the past about 8 years, we are on our fifth generation of high-density tests that we utilize. We're almost outpacing the models that they use to create the genomically enhanced EPDs now. And the accuracy that is provided with these high-density tools are amazing. All the AI sires on the dairy and most of the beef AI sires use our new GGP 150K. We have more affordable options for seed stock breeders called the GGP-LD, which is almost as big as the old 50K now at 42,000 SNPs. This is our fourth generation low-density product, and it estimates the genetic potential of what a high density would at 99.6%. So these are some amazing advancements. So we're allowing both seed stock breeders and commercial breeders to have the kind of accuracy that used to take us years to get on these cattle.
So walk me through what seed stock operator or commercial man might actually find out. In other words, they've got an animal. They want to know what its potential is to be that right producing animal.
Especially for seed stock breeders, you know, whatever your goal is. We used to have EPDs with accuracies of maybe about 0.15 or 15%. We know that there was a lot of variation that could happen over the life of that animal. Now, with the current tools that we have, we can get up to 40% accuracy. And in about 4 months, we're going to go to a new modeling system that's going to get us up to 60% accuracy on things like birth weight, weaning weight, key aspects of what we want to do with these animals are going to create our next crop of bulls and soon to be our heifers. By selecting the ones that are right for our herd, whatever those traits that we want to look at, with that kind of accuracy, we're going to be able to meet our customer and our consumer demand much quicker.
Ryan Rupert on the advances in beef breeding because of genomics. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 26th out of the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 15th. You don't want to miss this February 26th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.